Hello, and welcome to Teen Scientist. I'm your host, Raina Malhotra, and doing our audio engineering tonight is James Johnson. Teen Scientist aims to bring stories of groundbreaking innovation in the science, technology, engineering, and math disciplines entirely from a teenage perspective. We highlight local, regional, and national STEM stories with respected experts and young researchers in these fields. On today's segment, we'll be discussing a local initiative that will provide 3D printing technology to patients. Joining me first is Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian University right here in Bethlehem. Welcome to Teen Scientist, President Grigsby. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Raina.
It's amazing to have you on the air with us today. Could you start off by introducing yourself to our listeners?
So I'm Brian Grigsby. I'm the president of Moravian University. I'm in my ninth year there. I graduated from this fine institution in 1990 and went on and got my master's degree at Wake Forest and my PhD at Loyola University. And after being in higher ed for 20 years, I got my dream job and got to come back to Moravian University.
And you've been working with Moravian since 2013, correct?
That is correct.
Why did you decide to take on this role as president?
Well, I was in line for a president's job, and I thought that if I'm going to work that hard at a job, I would like to work that hard for a school that I really, truly love, and that's my alma mater. So I felt like I had something that I could offer her, and my dream was to be back here working for her and making her ever stronger. So that's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, we're now going to transition more into the projects that you've led as president. Earlier this month, Moravian announced a partnership with Good Shepherd Rehabilitation to explore and develop educational and research opportunities that advance rehabilitation industries using a 3D lab experience. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, we went into the health science arena, particularly sports medicine and rehab. We had a phenomenal program with St. Luke's in nursing, and we expanded that with St. Luke's into the sports medicine and rehab programs. We developed athletic training, occupational therapy, speech pathology, and the doctorate of physical therapy. In the occupational therapy realm, we connected with Michael Spiegel, who's at Good Shepherd, and he wanted to be leading a cutting-edge research lab where occupational therapists could be working with patients and 3D computer specialists in building items that could help people improve the way they're living and have the occupational therapy specialist design it, think about it, work with the computer scientists, and then print it on a 3D printer, which then could be mass-produced all across the country to help similar patients suffering from those similar illnesses. So this is truly a cutting-edge program for Moravian and Good Shepherd and all the people that live in the Lehigh Valley.
And so what does the timeline look for this project? Do you know when construction begins and when you think it'll be ready for opening?
So my belief is that construction is underway right now. We just did the groundbreaking within the last 2 weeks. I expect the building to be built within one calendar year, and that will be in that building after a year from now.
And then could you explain how exactly this idea for the collaboration came about?
We have Katie Desiderio, who is our business development specialist, was meeting with Michael Spiegel at Good Shepherd. I had spoken previously to their chairman of the board, and they were thinking about this project for the new hospital that they were building in Saucon Valley. And through speaking to the chairman, speaking to the president, and Katie working with them, we came up with what would be the best use of our occupational therapy program, as we are educators and researchers, and Good Shepherd is practitioners. They're the people that hire the people we produce at the university. And so we saw this great opportunity that we could blend a lot of different skills. We already had a 3D printing lab and a 3D printing major in our computer science department. So this gave an opportunity for just really practical use of those resources. Instead of them just designing things that the computer scientists are just thinking about. They're actually able to design things that the occupational therapists are thinking about in a real life situation and seeing if it works and improves the lives of the patients that they're working with. So that was really how the generation of it happened. We sat around and said, we can make a difference in the lives of people, and we're good shepherds building this building. So why don't we pool our resources and really make an impact?
And is there a way that you plan on involving the Moravian community on this project?
So yes, our students will be actively involved in this, and our faculty in the occupational therapy program will be actively involved in this. We regularly have our students in clinicals at Good Shepherd. That part of the community will be there, and the other part of the community will be our computer science 3D printing faculty will be there, and our students will be there as well.
And what are the key objectives that Moravian and Good Shepherd plan to focus on during this partnership?
The key objectives are helping people lead better lives who've had incidences that create a disability for them. So, you might have someone who has had a stroke and they're learning how to eat now because of the stroke. We may be able to design something in a 3D printing lab that makes that better and makes their quality of life better. It's an incredible project to be able to make someone's life more meaningful and be better. And so that's the outcome.
And how else does Moravian support STEM careers for youth to pursue?
Oh, that in so many ways. I mean, our nursing program was ranked number one in the state of Pennsylvania last year. We provide most of the nurses for Lehigh Valley Hospital and St. Luke's. Our occupational therapy program is also doing cutting-edge research on driving and the effects of driving on the human body. Just started our DPT program, our Doctorate of Physical Therapy. Moravian has one of the best training centers for rehabilitation and sports medicine located on its campus with St. Luke's. And then you just have, at the undergraduate level, all of our neuroscience students, our biology, chemistry students, they all go on to med school, PA programs. In nursing, they go on to DMP and master's degrees. It's truly just endless, the number of STEM opportunities that are available at Moravian.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you, this project, or Moravian University?
I'd just like the listeners to know that Moravian University with St. Luke's and Good Shepherd has the kind of research and educational training that's really only seen at universities that have med schools. We are in regular partnership with the doctors and the researchers and the practitioners that are in the field, and we are producing new research every single day that betters the lives of people in the Lehigh Valley and throughout this country. Most people don't know that exists right in their backyard.
And are there any other future STEM-related projects that we should look out for from Moravian?
Right now, we will continue to grow out the programs that we have in speech pathology, occupational therapy, and physical therapy and athletic training. Our next project is tackling the mental health issues that our country faces. That's tangential to the STEM, but it does use a lot of STEM resources in the undergraduate. We have a master's in counseling, and we are looking at social work and PsyD as we move forward into trying to solve the mental health crisis that's facing our country.
And lastly, where can our listeners learn more about this partnership and Moravian University?
Well, they can learn about Moravian at www.moravian.edu. On our website, they can find links to all these kind of programs. And on the Good Shepherd website, they can find connections there for the partnership between Moravian and Good Shepherd.
Well, thank you for making the time to be with us today, Mr. Grigsby. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, it was great speaking with you.
Right now, we're going to pause for a break, but when we return, I'll continue discussing the 3D lab with Michael Spiegel, CEO of Good Shepherd Rehabilitation. This is Raina Malhotra, and you're listening to Teen Scientist.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all of our programming possible. Becoming a member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure we'll be here for the next person in our community to discover. The many choices and real voices you hear every day would not be here without your support. Make your membership gift today by calling 610-694-8100 extension 7 or at WDIY.org.
For programming support on WDIY, we thank East Penn Sanitation, a local Lehigh Valley family-run business since 1982, working to keep the Lehigh Valley clean and green, offering residential, commercial, and industrial waste disposal and recycling services. For more information, 610-759-6398 or eastpennsanitation.com.
Do you have vinyl albums, 45s, or CDs on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the donation, and you can claim a tax deduction. For more information, or to arrange for a drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3, or visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Teen Scientist on WDIY. I'm your host, Raina Malhotra. We just finished talking to Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian University, about their recent partnership with Good Shepherd Rehabilitation. To get more information on this, I have with me CEO of Good Shepherd, Michael Spiegel. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Raina. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you with us.
Thanks.
Why don't you start off by telling us a bit about yourself?
Sure. Gosh, that's a big question. I started my career actually as a physical therapist. And as a physical therapist, I worked primarily in settings that are called inpatient rehabilitation hospitals. And I worked primarily with individuals who had a spinal cord injury. And I did that for about 7 years when I actually thought I was going to go back to school and eventually teach and do research, but ended up not going down that path, and then a couple years later began doing a little bit of management as a physical therapist. I was treating patients and managing a couple small outpatient clinics and ended up staying the management path and moved into positions of increasing responsibility until I came here to Good Shepherd a little over a year ago as the president and CEO.
So, like you said, you joined Good Shepherd pretty recently in August of last year. Where were you working before this?
Yeah, before that, I was the president and chief operating officer at Brooks Rehabilitation, and Brooks Rehabilitation is in Jacksonville, Florida, and in a lot of the same things that Good Shepherd does: inpatient rehab, outpatient rehab, so forth and so on. So very similar types of organizations.
And are you enjoying the four seasons of weather up here in the Northeast?
Well, I grew up in Baltimore, so I'm not far into the four seasons, but I moved away right after I got out of college. And haven't lived in cold weather areas for many, many years. And when I moved here last year, everybody promised me it wouldn't snow. And of course, we had a lot of snow. And I can tell you that I've already started fretting a little bit that it's late September, early October, and it's already in the 60s. I love the seasons. It's just I'm getting used to the changes.
And how did you land this position as CEO of Good Shepherd?
So how did I get the position as CEO? Really, I think a lot of, you know, executive level positions, organizations engage an outside recruiting company. And, you know, the recruiter called me and, you know, asked if I had any interest in talking about the position at Good Shepherd. I, you know, never had any interest in leaving my job at Brooks. And but when they called me, you know, and being in the rehab industry, I know about all the major rehab organizations in the country. And so I knew quite a bit about Good Shepherd just from a distance. And so when they told me that was the organization, you said, well, be willing to listen to you. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And eventually, obviously, I accepted the position.
And how has working been this past year? Has your transition as a CEO been difficult because of COVID?
It's been unlike anything I would have ever expected. I often say when people ask me that, I didn't give enough thought to what would it be like to move into an executive level position, CEO, in a new state where you know no one in the middle of COVID. I mean, you come to work, your first day of work, you come up to your office, and virtually everybody in the building is working remotely, and you're the new CEO trying to meet people and learn about things. So it was a very interesting, particularly first 6 or 7 months, sometimes almost indescribable of, you know, virtually everyone I met was on Zoom or behind a mask. So you never really feel like you're meeting anybody. So that was very, very odd. But eventually I got my footing under me and, you know, kind of got a good feel of the organization by being out talking with people and then, you know, began to kind of move forward at a more rapid pace. But it took about 6 or 7 months to feel that way.
And are there any specific challenges that you faced?
You know, it's an interesting question, Raina. I think it's almost hard to separate the challenges of being CEO with the challenges of being a CEO, a new CEO in an organization during COVID. You know, as a new CEO, you come in and people are expecting you to kind of do a lot of planning for the future and where are we going. But I had to really balance that with being respectful of all of our clinicians who were literally day in and day out dealing on the front lines related to COVID. And so I really had to kind of balance that I need to respect what our staff is going through, which may mean I need to slow down what maybe would be expected of a new CEO, because I had to balance how much could staff really turn their attention to anything but COVID. And so I think that was probably the biggest challenge, is finding that balance of being very respectful to what our staff was going through and not trying to push things too quickly. So that was really the biggest challenge when I think about it.
Absolutely. And that's interesting, because people don't usually talk about that. But now moving on to the partnership with Moravian, President Grigsby did just explain what the 3D lab experience is, but could you go into more detail about some features that might be a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I probably have to give a little bit of background. So we are actually, just last week, we broke ground on building a new rehabilitation hospital in Center Valley, a 76-bed rehabilitation hospital. And as part of the hospital, we created a feature which we called the Experience Center. And the idea behind the Experience Center is we wanted to feature three emerging areas of technology that we believe will have significant positive impact in rehabilitation and a significant positive impact on people living with disabilities. And we all know, you know, technology is really changing a lot of what we do in society. And so we identified three that we felt were relevant to the people we care for and our work. One of those is 3D printing. One of those is what we call the Automation Center. And the Automation Center is really using technologies that allow people with disabilities to automate their environment. So that could be through voice-activated technology or other automating technology. And then third area is around wearables and artificial intelligence. So that's the third area, the Experience Center. But Moravian University and Good Shepherd, we focused on the 3D printing center. And so what we have created is really within a rehab hospital, one of the first centers that is dedicated to applying 3D printing within a rehabilitation hospital, you know, really giving clinicians the opportunity to think of a customized solution for a patient that, you know, they may draw on paper as a two-dimensional feature, and then, you know, work with the engineers and the other clinicians to really create a three-dimensional design through 3D printing. So it's really going to allow us to create customized solutions for individual people, where today the alternative may be something off the shelf that isn't really customized to them, or it may be our clinicians think of something completely creative that you couldn't buy an off-the-shelf product for, but they'd be able to do that through the 3D printing center.
And how did you guys come up with this idea of a partnership with Moravian?
Yeah, that's a great question. Brian and I first spoke, you know, as a new CEO, you get out and speak to different community leaders. And so it was really, I first spoke to Brian. It was probably about 4 months after I got here. And it was a call through Zoom and just getting to know about Moravian and know about him and him about Good Shepherd. And we just got to talking, and, you know, I kind of gave him my idea of what we were doing in the Experience Center. He brought up the you know, with their work that they've been doing in 3D printing. You know, Moravian University also has a academic program in physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, et cetera. So there was a lot of similarity. So we just kind of got talking about the 3D printing center, and we just both thought this is something that we should explore doing something jointly. We really began that process in February of getting our teams together, and everything was through virtual. We never met in person. And by June, we kind of came to an agreement on what we both wanted to do together around the 3D printing center.
And how do you two intend on keeping the Good Shepherd community and patients involved in this project?
Yeah, so everything that we're doing is for our patients or people living in the community with a disability. So we want to be the place that it's not only serving patients of Good Shepherd, right, because we'll have people coming through our hospital, but really everything that we do will serve people in our hospital or living in the community with a disability or coming out of another hospital where we can benefit them. So, you know, all of what we do will be in line with our mission. One of the things we talked about that Moravian University and Good Shepherd is that, you know, anybody can access the services, you know, regardless of their ability to pay or the insurance they have. So it will be in kind with both how Good Shepherd thinks about people and how Moravian University thinks about people. So it's not just for our patients, but it's for people living in the community, regardless of their ability to pay, type of disability they may have, as long as we can help them, we'll be a place that they can come to.
That's all really exciting to hear. And I can't wait to see the project once it's done. Do you have any idea when it'll be finished?
Yeah, so we had our ceremonial groundbreaking just the other week. We'll really be pretty heavy into construction a little bit later this year. And we're aiming to move into the hospital in sometime maybe February, March of 2023.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And how does Good Shepherd plan to use AI in patient rehabilitation?
Great question. So how do we plan to use artificial intelligence? So I'll give you one example because there's a number of examples. But we are working with a lab, actually, that's up in New York. And they have created in the lab a form of technology that allows somebody who maybe had a stroke or a spinal cord injury and has limited ability to use their hand, that is a combination of a wearable device with artificial intelligence. So I'll explain it really briefly. So imagine you really can't move your wrist or fingers or hand. And so imagine if you could then slide a sleeve on your forearm. So just think of it as a sleeve that's between your wrist and your elbow. And that sleeve is embedded with multiple microprocessors. And it's also embedded with the ability to provide functional electrical stimulation to your muscles. And so the way this works is, you think a thought like, I want to pick up this water bottle. And so once you do that, you begin to make some movements that the AI part of the software begins to interpret. It's been fed the data. It's been taught. So it's interpreting the type of movement you're likely trying to do. Oh, this person is likely trying to pick up the bottle. And so then it uses the focal electrical stimulation to provide electrical stimulation to the right muscles that allow the person to complete the movement. So that's an example of using artificial intelligence in rehabilitation. And again, that's very, very new technology that will be a lead research site for, and they intend to go for FDA approval sometime in the second part of next year. And if everything goes well, that device will be able to be used for patients thereafter, and Good Shepherd will really be likely the first or second place in the country that'll be able to use it with patients.
Now, before you leave us today, I have one more thing that I'd like to discuss. I met with Amanda Kleckner, who's the Director of Pediatrics at Good Shepherd, and she joined me here on Teen Scientist back in April to talk about the Trexo Robotics Program for people with mobility challenges. Do you have any updates for our listeners on how that program has been growing since then?
Yes, so we just recently, actually we're the first rehab hospital in the country, we purchased for our pediatric inpatient rehab hospital, we purchased all three sizes of the Trexo robotics. So Good Shepherd is actually the first rehab hospital or the first place in the United States to be able to offer Trexo to any child of any age or size. And so we just obtained those three new Trexo units. It's only been about a month or two. So our program is just ramping up. But I know in talking with Amanda, she's gotten a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls from parents who are interested in wanting to come to our inpatient rehab to go through an intensive program to be able to see if their child can begin walking or walking better through use of the Trexo.
And are there any other projects that Good Shepherd is working on right now that our listeners could keep an eye out for in the future?
Yeah, I would add some of the other projects that we are working on. Good Shepherd is a real leader in the use of robotics and exoskeletal devices, whether it's Trexo for kids or various adult exoskeletal devices. So we are evaluating some new exoskeletal devices that would help somebody who maybe had a spinal cord injury or stroke walk. So that may be something we'll be talking about, talking about to the community in the not too distant. And then, you know, just really watching how we begin to talk about and the technology that we're going to be bringing to Lehigh Valley through the Experience Center, whether it's through the AI wearables lab, whether it's through the 3D printing lab, or the automation center. I think those will be some really exciting additions of what we're going to be able to offer people living here in Lehigh Valley. And we'll be really amongst one of the few in the country that will be offering a lot of this technology.
Many of our listeners here on Teen Scientist are really interested in pursuing a career in the STEM fields. So is there any advice that you would share with our teen listeners who think engineering is a future for them?
Yeah, so the advice that I would provide students who might be thinking about a career in STEM is to try to get out and shadow or volunteer or somehow be exposed to the areas that you have an interest in. So you're able to kind of take what you may be thinking about based on what you read in a book or read on the web and actually be alongside people who are developing the technology or being alongside the end users who are using the technology. So I think that's a really important part, is to find the opportunity to be able to shadow, be able to be mentored, or be able to be in the environment to see the technology actually being used by an end user or actually being developed by working alongside of engineers. So I think that's a really important piece, is to kind of get out and see the real world and how this technology really affects people.
And does Good Shepherd offer those kinds of opportunities of like shadowing and students?
Yeah, absolutely we do. We offer a number of opportunities for shadowing experiences. We're actually going to be, and this is again something that it will be talked about, you know, hopefully over the next few months, but planning to offer some summer shadowing programs for students to be able to actually spend a couple months within Good Shepherd and shadow in different parts of Good Shepherd. And, you know, one of those would be, you know, our areas around like our Health and Technology Center, where we use a lot of different technologies. So that's going to be something, a program that we're working on that we're hoping in the next couple months to be able to talk quite a bit more about publicly.
And where can our listeners go to learn more about you, this partnership, and Good Shepherd in general?
So our website has a lot of information about Good Shepherd and how to contact us, as well as, you know, we do have a 800 number. It's 888-44-REHAB. And we have a presence on really all the social media channels. So if anybody sent any kind of, you know, direct message, a chat, an email, or left a message, we'll be able to follow up.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Teen Scientist. I really love hearing about all the innovation that's happening right here in the Lehigh Valley.
Thanks, Raina.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in with us today on WDIY's Teen Scientist. I'm Raina Malhotra, and this is WDIY. Tune in next Thursday for more Lehigh Valley Discourse. We'll see you next time on Teen Scientist.